From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. Here's your host, Frank Phillips.
Thank you very much, Barry. And our special guest today is Ryan Penrod of the YMCAs of the Wabash Valley. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, fantastic. And it's hard to believe. We just had the 4th of July, it seems like, and now we're heading back to school in another few weeks. And you have a very active after-school program in both Brazil and in Vigo County, don't you?
We do. You know, the YMCA has, for the last several years, we've been doing before and after-school programs in those communities. So we operate maybe right now about 15, 20 sites that we serve between those two communities. And so this year, we're excited to announce that we're going to be doing an after-school program in Clay City, at Clay City Elementary. We haven't done that before, so we're really looking forward to being able to provide that program there for those residents. Also, we're going to expand a little bit further in Vigo County, just across into Sullivan County, into Farmersburg, and we're going to provide an after-school program there at Northeast Elementary School. So we're really looking forward to doing that.
And what are the after-school programs like? What do they consist of?
Typically, the YMCA after-school program includes like a healthy snack for kids after school. Also provides homework assistance and help with doing any homework that a child may have. We also provide them with enrichment activities that builds on maybe some learning that it's already taking place in the classroom. And then we provide them with outdoor recreational activities to do as well.
What kind of enrichment do you offer? Can you give us a few examples?
Yeah, so we'll do some STEAM type activities, you know, STEM, you know, like science, technology, engineering, math type lessons. And so maybe we'll teach kids how to make some things with arts and crafts supplies that teaches them about technology or about engineering. Or maybe we may tap into their creative side and maybe bring in some resources from the Children's Museum or some other places that they can come and share and teach kids about.
Well, it sounds like it's a really neat extension of the school day and a fun thing for the kids to do after they've been at school all day.
Yeah, it's a great program. I know that both of my kids have participated in the after-school program. When we moved here a little over 5 years ago, we were new residents to this community. And some of my kids' best friends that they've met was through the after-school program. So I think it's a good thing for our community.
And one of the exciting things going on, in addition to extending into Farmersburg and Clay County with after-school programs, is the YMCA is expanding your presence in Putnam County, I understand.
Yes, we are. So we do after-school programming in Greencastle as well. We do that at Ridpath Elementary, so we'll continue to do that this year as well. But we're in the midst of a building project and building a brand-new YMCA facility over in Greencastle.
That is wonderful. Where's that located?
That's going to be built right next to Walmart out there east of town.
Well, I know a lot of people from Clay County get over to Greencastle regularly, so I know that's going to be important, especially for those who have families over there.
It is. It's been something that's been talked about in the community for several years. You know, you can debate on how long it's been talked about. You know, some people may say it's been 10 years, 20 years. Some may say it's 40 years. But it's great to see this project come to fruition. It's been a working relationship with the city of Greencastle, the hospital there, and the YMCL trying to make that happen.
That's fantastic. And, of course, we've got the summer programs going on now.
Yes. So right now, summer day camp is in full swing. You know, we're winding that program down in Putnam County. In Brazil, we have in Terre Haute, we have a couple weeks left of that program. And so we have, you know, 150, 200 kids that participate in that program on a weekly basis.
And what do they do?
So it's an extension of almost like the after-school program in the sense that we provide kids a place to go where their parents or caregivers have to go to work or go do other things. So we'll do fun activities. We take them on field trips to different places. We took them to the zoo. I think last week they took them up to Fair Oaks Farm. We take them to different places where they can explore where they may not have a summer vacation. And so this is their opportunity for us to take them and explore places. We take them to go swimming on a regular basis. We do some different STEM activities with them as well. So it's just a great learning and fun environment for kids.
Well, speaking of swimming, what's going on with the Forest Park pool?
Yeah, so Forest Park pool, the YMCA has been able to operate that for the past several years. and collaboration with the City of Brazil. So that's open every day at 12 o'clock. The Y has been able to provide access to the pool to the community. We've also been doing swim lessons for our little kids, you know, 2 to 6 year olds primarily is who we've been targeting with some swim lessons there. But we also been doing some pool parties. As it's getting hotter, you know, we have a lot of, 85, 90 degree weather. It's great to take a break from that hot weather with a dip in the pool.
Oh, I enjoy watching the kids. You can tell where they're headed because they have their swimsuits on and they've got a towel over their shoulders and they're walking towards Forest Park. Yeah, they're getting ready to go in the pool. Are you going to have any involvement with the new splash park when it gets completed?
So to my understanding, the YMCA is not going to have to operate the splash park. The city has indicated that it's not going to be something that will need to be manned by the YMCA. Mm-hmm. I believe it'll be something that'll be open and available to the community residents at large to be able to go and use.
Yeah. Okay. And it seems like these programs for kids you have is an opportunity for parents to become more involved in the YMCA and to realize what the YMCA is all about.
It is. You know, we try to serve a community at large, both from the young, toddler age infants all the way up to the seniors. We try to provide a variety of programs and activities for those people to be a part of, and hopefully they find such great value in the programs and services that we provide that they want to be a member.
Okay, so you have Silver Sneakers, you have basketball leagues. Talk about those and other programs that you have for adults.
Yeah, so we have, for seniors and adults, we have a variety of health and wellness programs. We do, exercise classes, whether it's spin classes or maybe Silver Sneakers classes or yoga, Zumba. Those are just a variety of some of the classes that we do, boot camp classes. Then we have sports activities that we do for adults and for youth, like league-based sports. So we'll do an adult basketball league or adult volleyball league, but we do youth sports leagues as well. Right now, we're getting ready to wrap up our summer set and enrollment for our fall soccer league starting for youth. We also do basketball for youth. We do volleyball for youth. And then we have some individual coaching clinics for youth. So that's just a few of the things that we do.
Well, I know it takes a lot of money to run the YMCAs of the Wabash Valley. How's your fundraising going, and what should people know about it?
Yeah, so the YMCA is a nonprofit organization. We're a 501c3. And so a lot of the money we get derives from people being members or joining our programs or through donations. And so we've been blessed by our community supporting us, but the demand and need for our program is continually rising. And so to make them as affordable as possible and also to provide opportunities for people who may financially not be in the same situation as you or I or other people that may need that little extra help or affordability to be able to participate in that program, the YMCA raises, a couple $100,000 a year. And so if people want to support us, they can do that. They can make a donation. They can write a check to the YMCA. They can donate cash to the YMCA, or they can go to our website, ymcaswv.org. We have a donate button on there, and then click there, and they can make a donation online to the
YMCA. And what's that website again?
ymcaswv.org.
Okay.
And then click on donate.
Yeah, that's great. You did have a program going where people could start college financing savings for their children. Is that still continuing?
We still have some funds that are available for the 529 plan for getting kids enrolled in that. During COVID, that sort of came to a slow halt because, we weren't having as much contact with kids and families. But we do have a little bit of funds available that we can support that.
Okay, very good. So if you want to get started on your child's post-high school graduation, that 529 program is something you'll definitely want to look into. We talked about the pool at Forest Park. What about the pool opportunities in Vigo County?
Yeah, so the YMCA in Terre Haute is a little bit different than the YMCA in Brazil. In Brazil, we don't have a pool in our facility. In Terre Haute, we are blessed to have that opportunity. And so that pool is able to provide aquatics programming, whether it's lap swimming, open free swim for kids and family adults. We also have swim lessons available there for kids and families to participate in. And so that's a great amenity that we have available.
Absolutely. Anything else about the YMCAs that you'd like to share?
I just want to say thanks so much, Frank, for reaching out to the YMCA. I think that we are a growing and thriving organization. We are trying to meet the needs of our community through the different programs that are being offered. And if you think that there's something, you know, if there's ideas that you would like to see the YMCA address, you know, feel free to share those with your local YMCA to see if there's something that we could do.
Excellent. Excellent. The YMCAs of the Wabash Valley, no doubt about it, are big additions, important additions to our communities. And it's great that you're there and available to us. Anything else?
Yeah, I just want to highlight some other things that may be on the horizon for the YMCA that people may not know about. Coming up in this fall, we have a fundraising event in Terre Haute. We have a gala event that'll be on November 4th. If people want to come and support the YMCA and they want to come be a part of a good dinner and an event, that'll be at the Convention Center in Terre Haute. They can come do that. Tickets will be available later this year to get that. And then also next year, the YMCA in Brazil will be celebrating 25 years.
Wow.
That the building has been open and
that
operated.
The new building has been
building,
there.
Right?
We think, some of us old timers think about the old building in Brazil, but that's the 25 years in the new building.
That is correct.
Wow.
The new building.
That's
25 years next year.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming, Ryan. And Ryan Penrod has been our guest today on Focus on the Community. I'm Frank Phillips, and I sure appreciate you listening.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 1130 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. And on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.